News release. Ontario Provincial Police. The Nottawasaga Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, is continuing the mental health and wellness awareness campaign with a focus on providing supports to caregivers of someone living with a mental health issue and continuing to discuss mental health and raise awareness about its impacts. Mental health does not discriminate and affects us all, whether personally or through someone we know. The lives of people who are currently experiencing, or have experienced, mental health issues or illness are often plagued by stigma. It is not uncommon to see perception and judgment from others as one of the greatest barriers to accessing mental health resources or services. This can include someone supporting friends, family, or loved ones who are experiencing mental health issues. As a result, many people do not reach out for help or decline help when offered. Together, we can make a positive change in how we support those who are living with mental health issues, conditions, or illnesses. Why do our words matter? The language we use has a direct and profound impact on those around us. The negative impacts of stigma can be reduced by changing the language we use about mental health. By using compassionate and respectful words in place of negative ones, you can make it easier for someone to speak up, feel heard and understood, or receive help. How can we help reduce the cycle of stigma? Listen with compassion and without judgment, so that a person who is living with a mental health issue feels heard and understood. Speak up when someone is being treated disrespectfully because of their mental health issue. Use words that are people first language, which focuses on the individual, rather than the mental health issue they're experiencing. By using non-stigmatizing language, those who are experiencing challenges may experience fewer barriers to accessing supports that could greatly benefit them. The Canadian Mental Health Association Ontario has developed the STOP criteria to recognize attitudes and actions that support the stigma of mental health conditions. Just stop and ask yourself if what you hear stereotypes people with mental health conditions, that is, assumes they are all alike rather than individuals. Trivializes or belittles people with mental health conditions or the condition itself. Offends people with mental health conditions by insulting them. Patronizes people with mental health conditions by treating them as if they are less of a person. For additional information and resources surrounding mental health and stigma, please click here. 1 in 5 people has mental illness, 5 in 5 people have mental health. Together, we can break down barriers that exist which prevent people who are living with a mental health issue from accessing vital supports. The Nottawasaga OPP recognizes that supporting a loved one, friend, relative, coworker, or anyone living with mental health issues can be complex and challenging. A caregiver may feel overwhelmed and in turn need support for themselves. The Mental Health Act sets out the grounds that provide police officers with authority, under specific circumstances, to take an individual to hospital for assessment by a medical professional. What grounds do police need to apprehend somebody under the Mental Health Act? Where a police officer has reasonable and probable grounds to believe that a person is acting or has acted in a disorderly manner and has reasonable cause to believe that the person 1. Has threatened or attempted, or is threatening or attempting to cause bodily harm to himself or herself. 2. Has behaved or is behaving violently towards another person, or has caused or is causing another person to fear bodily harm from him or her, or 3. Has shown or is showing a lack of competence to care for himself or herself, and in addition the police officer is of the opinion that the person is apparently suffering from mental disorder of a nature or quality that likely will result in a. serious bodily harm to the person, b. serious bodily harm to another person, or c. serious physical impairment of the person, and that it would be dangerous to proceed under Section 16, Form 2. The police officer may take the person in custody to an appropriate place for examination by a physician. What is a Form 1? A Form 1 is an application for psychiatric assessment, made by a physician, which authorizes the apprehension, detention and assessment of a person, who meet certain criteria under the MHA for up to 72 hours. What is a Form 2 and how do I get one? A Form 2 is an application requiring the apprehension and transport of a person to a physician. In the South Simcoe area, any person may apply for a Form 2 from a Justice of the Peace at the courthouse located at 75 Mulcaster Street, Barrie, or at 50 Eagle Street West, Newmarket, Ont. The person applying for the Form 2 must provide enough information for the Justice of the Peace to be assured of the necessity of the Form 2. There are four categories of relevant information. Evidence of mental illness, by history, or if no diagnosis has been made, by description of symptoms and behavior, e.g., responding to voices, delusions, bizarre and/or disorganized behavior. Danger to self or others, made suicidal statements, gestures or behaviors, threatened or assaulted others, or behavior that has made the applicant fear people may be assaulted, at risk. Failure to care for his, her own needs. Concrete examples such as no coat or socks in winter, no food in kitchen, looks weak or dehydrated, refusing food because of fear of poison, a medical condition not attended to, e.g., refusing cast on broken arm, ignoring infection, because of psychiatric symptoms. The Nottawasaga OPP recognizes that it can be difficult to see our loved ones unwell and face challenges navigating the mental health system. It is our goal that this information can provide community members with education on how to assist when supporting people experiencing symptoms of a mental illness. For more information, please refer to MHA in Ontario. I know it can be intimidating to see the police when you are experiencing a mental health crisis, but please know that the Nottawasaga OPP Mobile Crisis Response Team is here to help. If you have any questions, or are seeking supports about how to get help, please reach out to us at 1-888-310-1122. Provincial Constable Jeremy Daniels, Nottawasaga opposite MCRT, Mobile Crisis Response Team, member. Resources. The following are local resources available to caregivers. Matthews House Hospice, 131 Wellington Street East, Alliston. https://www.matthewshousehospice.ca 705-435-7218 supports families through the journey of illness and grief. Offers a variety of day programs, counseling, palliative care and resident round-the-clock services for individuals suffering from illness and their families. Caregiver support groups. Wellness programs, healing arts, meditation, holistic treatments, yoga, crafts, gardening, day programs, Circle of Hope, bereavement group, children and youth bereavement. Education initiatives, including a focus on increasing the individuals and communities' awareness of life-threatening issues, caregiver issues, grief and bereavement issues. Presentations can be modified for all age groups and various support purposes. Programs are open to the general public, community groups, schools, and other healthcare groups and professionals. Family Mental Health Initiative of Simcoe County. www.fmhi.ca 705-725-0363 1-800-324-3252 90 Mulcaster Street, Barrie. Various programs designed to support caregivers who are supporting those living with mental health issues or illness. Healing Helpers, Burnout Management and Sustaining Compassion Program and Living Well with Stress are online sessions for caregivers who support a person experiencing mental health conditions and addiction, facilitating education and connection with others. Simcoe County Suicide Awareness Council, www.starttalking.ca/awareness-prevention/ Barrie and Orillia locations. Its purpose is to increase community awareness about suicide and provide support to survivors. The council believes that education and public dialogue about suicide raises awareness and prevents deaths due to suicide. Hold support group meetings for survivors. Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Program is a free 10-week program, one evening per week for 2 hours, and currently also available online via Zoom. The program is facilitated by trained volunteers who experienced suicide loss. The environment allows for sharing of experiences in a safe, non-judgmental and confidential environment. Organizes public meetings and community education sessions to create awareness of suicide. Additional resources. For additional caregiver information, please visit the Canadian Mental Health Association website. The Center for Addiction and Mental Health Hope and Healing After Suicide Guide for People Who Have Lost Someone to Suicide in Ontario. Canadian Mental Health Association of Ontario. https://ontario.cmha.ca/documents/family-and-caregiver-support/https://cmha.ca/mental-health/finding-help/family-caregiver-support. Center for Suicide Prevention.